Mike, you know how you never make a decision without taking someone else's opinion into account?
Yeah, I do know that.
What would you do if there were no stars on Amazon? How would you pick the things that you wanted to buy? Same amount of products.
Oh, gosh. Well, I guess first I would have to read every feature, wouldn't I? I'd have to go through the entire description, every image. I'd really have to do my research.
So all of a sudden you would value comparison shopping.
Yeah, but I'd have to keep my own notes.
Wait, do you not do that now, Mike? Do you not do that now with like...
No, dude, he trusts the masses.
No.
The more reviews, the better. Ask Mike.
If it's a product that's like $100 or more, you don't do this research on your own? You just blindly buy what other people buy?
No, no, no. I do the research. I do the research, but I
No, he looks for that little sticker that says Amazon's choice. Hey, buy this one.
Now I go against the Amazon's choice.
What?
Because now I'm just distrustful. And I'm like, no, wait, that can't be good.
Did you think that's harming them, but they'll just change what Amazon's choice is? They're fine. You're still buying something.
I know. I'm trying to be disruptive. yeah, no, I mean, I do the research, but I'm influenced by reviews, no doubt. No doubt. And the more the better, like Tappan said.
Okay, but now there are none. So how do you buy a plunger?
Shape.
Dude, they all look the same, basically.
But some have that little like thing coming out of them, you know? Yeah.
What?
Like the little nipple.
The nipple, exactly. That's what I was going to say, the nipple.
So are you going to get one of those or are you going to get one without?
I think you probably start with the nipple, see how it goes, and then maybe... Get one without a nipple if it doesn't work.
So you're talking about now buying two plungers?
Only if the nipple version doesn't work.
Okay.
Okay, so just in case, you have your second choice picked out right now. That's smart.
It's a pure 50-50 bet.
Mm-hmm. What color are you going with?
Blue.
Blue plungers?
A blue plunger?
Does that exist? Yeah. I've only seen black and red.
No, blue. I want baby blue.
Where are you going to get a baby blue baby plunger blue with nipple included?
Custom plunger store. You know it's good. This thing's made by hand.
Amazon is not a custom plunger store. It's the opposite of that.
It's a third-party seller.
Okay. So that's a filter. What about price? How much are you paying for this? Okay. How do you know what's a good deal? How do you know?
It is custom. I mean, I can see what the other plungers cost.
That's true. Comparison shopping again.
This one's pricey.
Okay, so in this case, you're just trusting the market.
Yeah, and we'll see, like, this plunger I want has, like, a nice maple handle, you know, and it's polished.
This is the ugliest plunger of all time.
It's painted maple. It's white.
Okay, nothing about a plunger should ever be white, Mike.
Okay.
That's true. Okay. That's a good point. You know why, Mike?
The whole thing is baby blue. The whole thing's baby blue rubber.
I mean, that's all. The whole thing is rubber?
Wait, the handle isn't wood?
Wait, so how are you getting leverage if it's just rubber?
It's hard rubber on top.
Yeah. I knew he was going to say that. Do you think it'll work?
Yeah, it'll work. I designed this thing.
How did you do that? I don't understand. I still don't understand how you managed to do that on a site that doesn't allow you to do that.
Mike, what happens if you don't get to test this baby out until after the return policy's up?
Like I don't have an incident?
Yeah, where are you going to complain about your late shipping now, even though you're not supposed to do that in the reviews, but everyone does it in the reviews?
I don't even mean late shipping. I just mean, like, let's say that you're fortunate enough to not have an incident for over 30 days.
Oh, that's much more practical.
But unlikely.
How much do you plunge?
I'm high up in a high rise, man. Like, our pipes are stressed. Let's say that.
That doesn't make any sense. Is that true of all high rises? Is that what you're telling me?
I think so. I've never been this high up before.
All pipes are stressed.
You should stop flushing your meat scraps down the toilet.
I don't flush meat scraps.
We were managing to have a pretty clean conversation about this, despite the subject matter. But now you've gone and done that. Mike, clean it up. Go get a mop from Amazon.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Duncan Johnny, and me, Mike Bogart. Self-interruption. Guess what episode it is?
168.
168. Guess what I have for you?
$168 each?
No way. I have some facts about the number 168.
Oh, you do?
Okay.
Wow, that's kind of worth that much.
Did you know there are 168 primes less than 1,000?
No.
Okay. Did you know?
No.
This is not worth the money so far.
From Hurwitz's automorphisms theorem, 168 is the maximum possible number of automorphisms of a genus 3 Riemann surface, this maximum being achieved by the Klein cortic, whose symmetry group is PSL27. The Fano plane, of course, has 168 symmetries.
I've rediscovered a skill.
Juggling?
No.
You're a pretty proud juggler.
I've never juggled in my life.
Liar.
I'm incapable.
Come
no,
on.
I was able to do it with like the scarves when we did that in gym class in like fifth grade, but yeah, I can't do it with like balls or anything
you
else.
You juggled scarves? That sounds really hard. It sounds way harder than juggling balls.
No, because they fall so slowly so that you can make the movements a lot more deliberately and thoughtfully.
How high can you throw a scarf? What are you talking about?
You don't need to throw it that high. If you get it even like 6 inches above like the top of your arm's reach, then you have like 5 seconds until it drops below the bottom end of that.
You didn't do scarf juggling in Canada?
Wait, what do you guys think scarves are? Describe what a scarf is to me.
No, not like a full not like a full winter scarf. Like, okay, imagine a clown and I realize that this is not continuing.
I knew you went to Juggle Academy USA.
Or like a magician, you know when they like pull out those like colorful squares tied together? Each one of those squares is a scarf.
Exactly.
You can't throw those fast enough to juggle them. It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't.
I'm telling you, you can.
I understand where you're coming from, but you can. This was an essential part of like gym class third grade.
Where are you doing this in a place with 0G? I don't understand. Does wind resistance not exist in gym class?
I don't know why it works, but it works, man. These special scarves. Juggling scarves.
Juggling scarves.
Anyway, my skill is skateboarding.
No way.
What?
Don't buy it.
Yeah.
Another bullshit.
So I picked up Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 Plus 2, which I believe is the full name of this game.
I'm so envious. Is it worth buying? Should I buy it?
It is so fucking good.
Oh, I'm going to buy it.
It came back to me so quickly because I used to be good at those games back in like the PlayStation 1 days.
Yeah.
I've been doing tricks like that Tony Hawk can't do in real life.
Did you do Christ Air?
Tony Hawk's pretty old.
Well, I mean, that Tony Hawk couldn't do in his prime, that none of these skaters could do.
Oh.
Wait, answer my question. Did you do Christ Air?
I haven't done that one yet, I
don't
think.
Oh my God, you never did Christ Air? Did you unlock Jack Black as Officer Dick? This is a commercial now.
I haven't. I'm working towards that.
He has a move called the Salute. You'll like it.
Oh, nice.
I want to buy this game. I keep watching YouTube videos of other people playing it.
Yeah, it's so good. They did something, I guess, where they, like, instead of recoding all of the, like, control stuff, I guess they ported the code from the original one so the controls feel exactly the same. Like, all the movement and everything is identical.
That's so smart.
I don't know. Yeah. This isn't an advertisement for the game, although it is very good and you should get it. But I'm a good skateboarder in that game. I'm so good. I'm like better than anybody in real life at that game.
You can do manuals?
Oh, I can do so many manuals. Kendra was making fun of me because I would just like, when I was trying to get my combo up, I would just like switch between different manuals. So I slowed down to the point where the skateboard wasn't even moving forward anymore. And I was like doing handstands and doing the pogo and like wrapping my foot around it and stuff. And like,
can you do a triple Lutz?
Until you eventually get to a point where you can press triangle because you're on a rail and then it all starts again.
Exactly. Exactly. So I have been playing a bunch of this game and it's so good. And I just like, I wish I could do this in real life. Like if there was any video game skill, I think this might be the one that I would want to translate. Because like, I don't want to be good at like shooting. I don't give a shit about that. Like let that be a video game only thing for me. But like this would be a real skill that I could do. I could like show off. I could get around very efficiently. Like, I don't know. It's like parkour, but faster.
You'd be inherently cool. Who's not cool who skateboards?
Exactly.
Yeah. The world is your skate park.
Well, unless you wear like, I don't know. If you wear like a helmet and elbow pads and shin guards and knee pads and shin guards.
No, dude, if you can, you could put all that on.
Mm-hmm.
You could put all that on, but if you pull off a trick while you're doing it, like a legit trick, and you just like skate away, nobody cares. It's just like, oh, that's, look at how good that skater was.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why they all dress so silly, because it's all about the art. That's not why. It's so that they could sell the silly stuff they wear.
But so this is my, this is like my video game skill that I wish that I had. Mm. So instead of that, like pick a video game skill or maybe something that's extraordinary from a TV show or movie or something like that. And what would you pick?
That's such a fun question. I have a lot of ideas.
Have you fascinated about this? Is that a word, Mike? Am I saying that right?
Have I fascinated it about
it? How's the right way to ask that?
I don't know. I like that.
Has this been a fantasy? I don't know.
Have I fantasized?
No. I want to say fascinated.
I'd rather fascinate about it, yeah. I have fascinated about it a lot. And I think, well, there's two. And one, I know I'm going to steal yours, so I'm going to leave that on the table for you.
Thanks.
Because I think I know what yours is.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Mine, one of the only video games I've been good at in the last 10 years, Titanfall 2.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. You tell us that.
I was, you guys never saw it, but I was really good.
Well, the game is still live.
Yeah, it must have been after we stopped playing together.
Like, it's still available to play. We could play right now.
Is it? We could.
Yeah, why don't you show us?
Okay, I'll show you. Well, I might be a bit rusty. I might be a bit rusty, but I could do the fly, like the zoomy. Now I can't remember. The grappling hooks. I was really good at grappling hooking. I was really good at like the force, like the wall running and all that kind of stuff. I was very nimble getting around the map. It was the first time I ever felt like I was like in the game, you know?
How were you as an operator of robots?
I was a good Titan pilot, as they're known. Yeah,
Titan pilot.
I grew into my seat. You know, I was definitely bad to start, but you know, I got all the unlockables, I got all the cool stuff, and I started just like winning all the time.
Really?
It felt so good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like consistently in the top two on my team.
Why just stop playing? This seems like something that you would have kept doing.
Yeah, I mean, like the people playing the game sort of really dropped off. It was hard to find a game. I don't know if the servers are still up. I guess they probably are, but
they are for sure.
Yeah, it just took forever to find a game, and I started playing something else. Just fell off, but God, it felt good. I wish I could do that in real life. There's so much stuff I would grapple to, like from my balcony right now.
So you only want the like grappling and wall running and robot piloting aspects.
Yes.
You don't want the killing.
No, I don't need the killing. I'd rather just walk around, like get around the city with my grappling hook, my wall running, my super jumps, you know, that kind of thing.
Wait, we can get like, excuse me for saying this again, fantastical with this. Like that can be the skill. Skateboarding is real. I know grappling hooks are real, but like Titans and I don't mean to... You know.
Okay, I hear you. I mean,
but like, if you could do that, I'm sure all those things, you know, will be handy someday soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe past the length of your life, but you know, people will know you could have been good at it.
So I need to ground myself in the reality of video games.
Just only if you want to impress today.
Okay,
which you don't have to.
Maybe I'll just get really good. Like basketball dribbling moves.
God damn it. So you just took mine then. You went right back.
I thought you were going to say Spider-Man.
No, I was going to say basketball. NBA Jam powers.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say the free running from Spider-Man. So I basically took that anyway. I took both of yours.
God damn it.
We just have similar taste.
Mike, why don't we do something new? Like, would you like to be really good at like chess?
I mean... A chess video game?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like also in real life.
Battle chess. Remember, I would love to be good at battle chess.
I do remember battle chess.
What's battle chess? I don't remember battle chess.
Battle chess was an
old... I said chest. Sorry.
Battle chess was
like
a...
two big peck monsters. Sorry, go ahead.
Battle chess was a game
Peck-man.
In...
Peckman. Sorry, that was a third one I said to say it.
Battle chess was a game in like the DOS era. And it was like a normal chess game, but when you took somebody else's piece, it like zoomed in and it showed them doing like battle. So like, you know, the bishop would like brutally destroy the knight or whatever.
Yeah.
when it took the spot. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the original GIF.
It is, yeah.
One of those old animations. I wonder what the first animation was. Josh, do you know this for some reason? What's the Steamboat Willie?
Is it the toaster? Those flying toasters?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Mike, you think the flying toasters are the first ones ever? You don't think they did the flags first? You know, in the black, like, void of space, the Windows flag waves somehow?
Right. Oh, that's probably, yeah, it's probably a little, like, used.
I mean, it was definitely before Windows. I know that much, but.
Why'd they call it Windows?
Because.
Don't, okay. You don't know this. You don't know this. You said because, like, oh, everybody knows why they called it Windows. Tell me.
No, because this is not an exciting thing to talk about, because you can have multiple windows into your computer. You have, like, one window that is in this folder, and then you have another window that is a program, and you have this and that, and that's what.
But when I look at a window, if I section it, I'm still looking all at the same shit. There's just, like, four bars in between.
No, not that kind of a window. Every immovable thing is its own window into it.
It's a window into the computer.
Yes.
What?
But then where are you?
You're outside. You're inside the computer looking out.
Looking out? At the screen.
No, that can't be right. I can't be inside the computer.
Sure you can, Zoolander.
No, I'm a... What do you call those people who look into people's houses?
Peeping Toms.
Voyeur.
Oh, no. That's what we are? That's what these computers are? Weird.
Don't you feel like one right now?
No, I feel like a podcaster right now. Sorry, Josh, I interrupted.
Yeah, I don't even...
You were making a sales pitch to Mike.
Talk about your basketball.
Oh my God, look at how sad he is because I brought up Windows. Dude, okay, Apple's great. You know who loves Macs? Everybody. They have Macs in schools. Oh my God.
No.
What's the best operating system? Mike, do you know what the latest fucking... mountain range shit is named after?
Catalina.
Okay, great.
Catalina 1.7.2.
It's Big Sur.
What? It is?
You know who's better than fucking Bill Gates in every way is like the now probably totally decomposed corpse of Steve Jobs.
That's not why I was frustrated. I think this is not good podcast topic, but...
But it would have been if I had gone to the Apple store and asked one of their geniuses what to talk about, right? Face it, Josh. Just face it. Look into your soul. Take a peek into that window once in a while.
I hate you.
No, dude, you hate Microsoft.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. I went to a wedding.
Oh.
Is that the wedding song?
Nope. Well, the tune that you were singing. No, okay, so you didn't know what it was then. I was going to ask what it has to do with weddings.
Okay. What's the...
Wait, were you just humming Taps?
Taps.
Was it Taps? Fuck. Sorry.
Oh, great.
The wedding song is like, da-dun-da-dun.
Da-dun-da-dun.
Yeah, that's Here Comes the Bride. Remember that
right,
part?
Right, Here Comes the Bride.
Were you there for that part, or did you not go to a wedding? Like,
I kind of went.
Because if that didn't happen...
Well, I was a virtual attendee at Liv and Arturo's wedding. Shout out Liv and Arturo, the new married couple.
Congratulations. Hey, congrats.
Shout out Liv and Arturo. Great couple names.
It was a beautiful ceremony, live streamed on Zoom and on their wedding website.
Was it hashtag Larturo?
I don't know. I don't think they had a hashtag, to be honest, which is commendable.
Yeah, I guess. What are you going to hashtag, right? Your screenshot?
Yeah. So there was a very limited in-person, like, the wedding party, and then it was on the roof of, it was on the roof of where I went to Applefest last year, so.
Good choice of words, Mike. Josh is going to like the rest of this story.
Anyway, there was like the whole little arch and like a guitar player, and it was a beautiful ceremony. Here's nice. The great thing about it. It went so fast. It was like all the highlights right in a row. Boom, 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 boom,
That's
boom.
That's the dream.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Like some nice custom vows, some readings.
There were custom vows and it was still fast?
Yeah, it was like 25 minutes tops.
Hey, are either of them each other's rock?
I think it's a rock hard marriage.
No, you know how they always say that?
Two rocks. Yeah.
No, like you're my rock.
Like, am I talking about? Okay.
No, yeah. It's made up of two rocks. They're both rocks. It's the ideal situation.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So there was the I do's, the kissing, and then they did their first dance like right away, and then they cut the cake.
Wait, at the altar?
Yeah, like all on the same stage. And
wow.
And it was so efficient, the officiant sang the song.
What?
I know. It was a song in Spanish.
Who's the officiant? Usher? Who can do both those things?
I know. What a talent. It was like just really well done, honestly. And their wedding website had like activities to do, like this dashboard to do, like while you're watching. So we did an online photo booth.
Wow.
Yeah. And we were in this Zoom room, which had like all the other attendees and a host, like from the company hosting things.
No way. What? How organized.
I know. And they broke us into our tables, like in breakout Zoom rooms.
Wow.
I know. It was so good.
That is incredible. What a level of organization on the internet.
It was really like well done. The host did a good job. The host could have been more hosty.
See, Josh, ultimately it's people that'll let you down, not technology. You've gone the right path.
His main thing was just sitting there not saying anything.
That's not hosting.
Wasn't very hosty, right? Yeah. So at one point he tried.
Is that more of a moderator?
Yeah, he ended up being a little more of a moderator, just sort of letting us know what was about to happen, more than like hosting you at an event. But
was he drunk?
No, he was so sober.
Oh no!
Yeah, but they
did. They encourage wedding guests to get drunk?
They did. They did. We had some toasts. We were all encouraged to like have our drinks ready and whatnot. So that was good.
Did they mail you drinks?
No, they didn't.
Everybody knows a good wedding has an open bar.
That's true. This is sort of getting to the heart of my instinct.
Dude, you're just...
It was a good wedding. Yeah, hold on. Wait, it was a good wedding.
All this incredible shit happens and you're like, where's my free booze? I'm sitting here in my pajamas.
I will say, free booze would have made me a little more comfortable during the 30 minutes I was sitting in this Zoom room with grandparents figuring out how to do their phones and just like very inappropriate interruptions and people yelling at someone in the room with them. And
wait, what did you hear? What's going on?
Not inappropriately timed, not inappropriate content.
Dude, are you sure?
Just like, huh? What?
Oh, damn.
You know? So I feel like maybe we should have had some group activities to do during this thing. Some icebreakers. Mm-hmm. Some stuff, if we were all in a room together, like at this wedding reception, nobody knows each other, we'd all probably congregate with ourselves. Now we can't, right?
Right, right, right. Right.
Now we need activities. We gotta have something to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my incentive for you, instead of 30 minutes of awkward Zoom silence, what activities could we have done during this downtime in the wedding?
Well, they could have done the bouquet toss.
They did a bouquet toss. They did a virtual bouquet toss.
Well, how?
Oh, how did that go?
So I guess they had already picked who was going to get it. But
They just send emojis of flowers to one of the accounts in a private message or a public message?
No. So they had a screen at the ceremony that had every like the gallery view of the Zoom call, and then Liv turned her back to this camera, threw the bouquet behind her, and then someone in the gallery like pretended to catch one.
Oh.
Yeah. Or like someone else in the room threw it to her. Yeah.
I like my emoji idea a little bit better than this.
So nobody knew what happened though. Like nobody knew who got it or what it...
Yeah.
So it kind of worked. It, as the host said, it worked in spirit.
Hey, do you guys think the day will come when like you will be able to throw shit at each other through computers? Like, will this ever be a portal? You know, like, we're doing this virtual wedding. Mike, I decide that you should get the bouquet. I just whip it at my computer.
You're going to throw me
Yeah, I throw it at my computer screen and it goes right at you, like in real life. Will that ever happen?
No, we don't have the technology.
Well, not yet. but I'm asking in the future, because like if we get portal technology, why do portals have to be boring green swirls? Why can't they be live action computers? You know, why can't I interact with my portal in more ways than just going into my portal? How fucking old, you know? How tired, portal wise?
Yeah, I mean, I'm down. If I could throw you a flower through this computer right now, I would do it.
You could throw me anything. You know, we could throw, I don't know.
We could high five.
We could play catch, theoretically.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Group activity. Mm-hmm. Invent portal technology.
Together.
Oh.
We've got people from all different backgrounds. We've got people that are old and wise, uh-huh, that know the ways of, like, old technology when it was just starting to come together, old factory workers, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Are they all located in San Jose, California, or Cupertino, wherever that spaceship is, Josh?
Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's why we haven't gotten there yet, because they're just so focused on coders. But, like, coders aren't going to solve this problem. This is, like, a...
engineering.
Physicists.
Yeah. Old-fashioned World War II physicists.
What about those people with the particle smashers? They're probably onto something, right?
One of them was probably invited to this wedding.
Now, all I need is for that person to want to watch an episode of Third Rock from the Sun while also receiving a Diet Coke from Five Guys.
I don't know if that's going to work.
Maybe this person works at Toshiba. They're on the cutting edge of things. Okay, if we actually had to make this... Shit. Okay, physicists probably know how to transport matter.
Okay. Yeah, we had an Australian on the call, and they're from down under, which is kind of, if you think about it, the opposite of where we are, which is where a portal brings you.
Yeah.
Wait, no,
yeah.
We just call it that, Mike. It's basically the same. It's just tilted in a different way.
Maybe that's the key to portal tech. It's all the same. We're all in the same place at the same time.
So you had a portal then, is what you're saying. The Zoom call was a portal.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that doesn't work. Never mind.
Okay, you come up with an activity, Tevin.
Well, no, isn't this what the guy in The Fly did? Aren't we like already 40 years late to this movie?
Did he do that?
Oh, I don't want to make it as a movie. I want it in real life.
No, I know. But I'm saying that guy, if he had such a head start, I'm sure he's already figured out how to do this, right? We just got to call him up. Cronenberg? Gonna go all the way to C in the phone book, but I'll find him.
Yeah, I'll give Cronenberg a ring. Get him on the Zoom call. He's my plus one.
Okay, in the meantime, I'll come up with another activity with current tech. All right, here we go. Everybody on every screen... write down a number on, like, a huge number on one sheet of paper. You have 30 seconds. Do it right fucking now.
Okay.
Everyone just scrambles. Everyone's looking for fucking paper. No one knows where a pen is. Who has a pen these days? People are writing down numbers. When you finally get to it, someone's like, yeah, 37. Maybe he wants a big number. Does he want a negative number? No one knows. You're just writing something down. And then, like, it's over. The minute's up. Like 30 people have paper. So everyone else already eliminated. That was the first elimination. Second elimination will be called the number evaluation.
Okay.
Everyone show me your numbers. If it's illegible, eliminate it.
Yeah, best handwriting.
If I can read it, it doesn't need to be best. I just need to be able to read it because...
Okay, okay.
Because I could argue that if I can't read it, it's not a number, right?
It's a very manic experience.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's right. Going crazy at this point. Even the people who have been eliminated are like in because they're like...
I'm breathing heavy.
What's he doing, you know?
Okay, round three.
I take the two biggest numbers and the two smallest numbers. They're gone. Eliminated.
Oh, no.
Both strategies were wrong, and I need to punish the people who took them.
Okay.
You're being Fred Armisen in Parks and Rec right now with, like, straight to jail. Too big, straight to jail. Too small, straight to
Perfect.
Jail.
Perfect. That sounds like a game we could play later. Straight to jail. But, yeah. Okay, anyone remaining? Then there's like somehow there's like 17 people still there, okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm imagining myself as one of the 17 and my face hurts.
Ready?
I don't even know why.
I tell all of you to turn the papers around and look at your numbers, okay?
Okay. Wait. Okay.
Look at them. Like really, really evaluate the choices you made because they've gotten you this far.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. I want you to reflect on this. Okay. And then crumple up the paper because I don't care about the numbers anymore. I'm alphabetizing all of you and the first half of the alphabet is gone.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Mike is gone. He just gets gone.
Mike is gone. Josh is gone.
I wasn't in the running. I couldn't find paper.
Couldn't find paper. Yeah, that's the hardest part of the elimination. Now there's only three people left because somehow that's how the math works out.
Three grandparents.
All of them are grandparents? That's amazing.
A grandparent, a cousin, and someone we don't know.
Their names are all in the latter half of the alphabet. So we've got an Oscar, we've got a Roberta, and we've got a...
Clevin.
Yolanda.
Great. I, in a very loud way, announce each of them and give them 10 seconds to talk about whatever they want to talk about and tell them that what they're about to say will factor into the final evaluation. Because I don't want people just being like, hi, you know, I'm this guy and I'm from... I don't give a shit. You got to impress in the next 10 seconds. So everyone goes through that round. Okay. Unexpected twist. This round is going to be judged by everyone who was eliminated. You're going to pick the top two answers you like best.
Survivor style.
I've taken myself out of it. I've taken Chance out of it. Now I'm bringing the people back into it. So everyone's engaged the whole entire time. Okay.
Okay. It
comes down to the final two.
Oh, God.
Ready?
Yeah.
In a big time Zoom effect that I got to figure out. I merge both screens.
Okay. Okay.
And then I send both contestants a gift card to 1-800-Flowers.com because they're both getting the bouquet. They have to marry each other.
An in-wedding wedding.
Wait, that's upstaging. You're not supposed to do that.
No, dude, the real wedding's over by now. No, it's not over by now.
Why are we still here?
Wait, you're right, you're right. You know what? This will be great. Now that we figured it out amongst the creators and you guys know the big twist, we won't reveal what the grand prize is until after the wedding is done. So now we transition in and like everyone's like gonna be at this wedding the whole way through and they're gonna focus, you know?
Yeah, no dirty early exits.
Everyone in the audience, I would even say bride and groom included, they want to know what's gonna happen next. Only the three of us know because we fashioned this game. But yeah, that's what I would do for my activity.
Oh my God, dude. You brought me to the edge.
What if you win, Mike, but it's not Amanda that you joined the bouquet with?
I'm out.
No. Let's say somehow it worked out and you get in the final two.
And I have to marry Oscar or Roberta?
Yeah, what if you had to marry Oscar?
What if I have to marry my friend Liv's grandfather? I mean, it could be worse, you know? It could be way worse.
It's a pretty great how we met.
We met at a wedding.
Hey, are either or both of you planning to have or adopt children?
What?
Oh, come on. All of a sudden you're uncomfortable. We've been talking for 160, almost 168 complete episodes at this point. And I can't ask you guys that. This is masculinity in 2020 for anyone listening. Oh my God,
no,
kids.
Not masculine.
What? Don't ask me that. I'm 39.
Hey. No immediate plans, but it's out there, you know.
Yeah, like a someday. I'm just asking a someday.
It's a table, it's an option. Yeah. Sure, maybe.
Anyway, Mike, if that does happen, Josh, if that does happen, and you're in control of naming your kid, if you name them No Parking, could they park anywhere? Because like that's just their name. Anyone would park in front of their name, right? Like when your name is in a reserved parking lot, that means that you could park there.
I see.
Or, here's the twist, by that point, by the time your children, your supposed future children, which I don't know, you guys seem pretty certain about not having them, which is fine. I don't care. But by that point, do you think they won't even have parking spots for cars anymore that like humans will have to control? Like that'll just be over. And this whole like you named them No Parking for no reason.
I mean, there will be still places you can't park. So
there's always going to be places you can't park.
Yeah.
You can count on that.
Whether or not you're driving.
Can we invest on that concept somehow?
I think we need to buy up parking spaces and then put no parking in front of them.
Well, something that will always be a thing is rooms that you can't go in unless you're someone. Like, no blank allowed, or employees only, or whatever. Like, if you name your child employees.
Employee Bogart, yeah.
So, Employee Bogart is the most perfect name for your, future offspring that I've ever heard.
Yeah, and now you have a private office in every building around town.
Wow.
That's true. What else do I want for my future children? What else can I get into?
What can you name them? Yeah, it has to be something on a sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you name your child Closet, then this child could just go into every supply closet and be like, then it's an action. Like, oh, supply me. And you just can take everything.
My kid is a fucking moron if that's what he thinks when he's looking at doors and his name is Closet. Oh, God. Well, what about this? I just thought of this. No parking spots everywhere. Mm-hmm. You confirmed that.
Right.
That is all available real estate that no one is using. They're the only left open spots in all of the world is the places you can't park. Typically, there's fucking nothing there, right?
That's true.
Let's put some shit there. As long as we're not parking, the space is being used just fine, I'd argue.
Okay.
I mean, we could do that today, though. It's like, oh, I'm not parking. I just planted an elm tree.
Okay, I like that.
You can't park here. There's a tree here. You can't park there.
That makes sense to me. Like, if there was a tree there, that's fine. I would have never even thought to park there, you know?
There's a lot of places you can't park now that you think about it.
Yeah.
That's all ours. It's all under our dominion now. Places you can't park.
I can't park at the bottom of a quarry.
No parking.
What do you want to do there? How are we going to make any money at the bottom of a quarry?
I can't park at the Hilton Hotel. Guess I own it now. Right? Is that how this works?
Interesting. Great loophole.
Is that how this works? Okay.
So now we have dominion over everything.
Wait, they have a parking lot.
Wait, and how did you get ownership of this?
Well, he just forced his way in, and I like that.
Yeah. It's like if your name is Hilton.
Oh, it's like squatter's rights?
Yeah, but we have to do something in the places you can't park. And Mike, so far, has decided that his action will be conquering these places, which is great.
Okay.
I like it. But I mean just the spots on the road that typically say no parking. And not the fire hydrant spots because they have a purpose. Just the places that say, no, not here. You know? And you're like, why?
No parking here.
what's your problem? You know? I could park here.
Loading zone. Maybe could you name your kid Loading Zone?
He's not going to enjoy his life very much.
That's not going to be a good life.
What drew you to this job?
Well, what if Zone is the middle name?
Loading.
Then it would be like Loading Bogart, and then it would almost be like everybody's just in suspense. Like, okay, well, if this is only Loading Bogart, then what's the full thing going to be?
That's true.
Loading is a great name.
And I do like, we could call him LZB. That's a kind of a cool name.
LZB.
Yeah.
I like that when his name is Loading, no one, not even his friends, are going to think his middle name is Zone, you know, because they're all going to think it's like computers.
Right.
Loading. I like that. He's a kid who will never fulfill his potential.
Yeah. He could be Loading Screen Bogart.
He should die at 99. And everyone will go, oh.
Poor guy.
We had such high hopes for when he hit 100. He was going to really turn into something else.
Stand up. It's a podcast. It's a podcast. By what? Hypotheticals. 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 Not really. It's about three guys hanging out.
When's the last time you won a trophy? A physical trophy? What's your last trophy?
High school?
You won a trophy in high school?
Yeah, I got that. I think they gave me a little plaque for that. Remember that scholarship thing? The citizenship award?
Oh, yeah. The Kyle J. Braid Award?
Yeah, I got that.
You got a trophy?
I don't know. Honestly, I can't remember. But if it wasn't that, it was the Gus Scott trophy from track and field that you all resented me for.
Team award. It's fine.
Yeah, I got it. Guess what, Mike? I don't even know where it is.
I thought you gave it back.
I tried. He didn't take it. Coach didn't take it back. That made you guys hate me even more because it seemed so earnest all of a sudden, even though I was earnestly trying to give it back. I said, Coach, they'll beat me up. I didn't earn this at all. I'm not at all a point-scoring member of the track and field team.
It's a perfect scam.
Don't give this to me. And he's like, just because, you know, you stood up to me like this, it shows how selfless you are. And I'm like, no.
Now that's leadership.
I'm like, are you serious? I should nominate you for the Gus Scholarship. It wasn't the Gus Scholarship. I forgot the scholarship. See, I'm a bad person. Yeah. I'm a bad person.
Award winner, though.
Yeah, two time.
That's what counts.
But what about Josh?
I don't remember the last one I won. I gave a trophy last year.
You did?
To whom?
I did. To Kendra. One of our first dates, we went to the Museum of Science, and she beat me at reaction time, and then she gloated for the rest of the day about how she had better reaction time than I did.
It's awesome.
And so I got her a fucking trophy for it.
Oh, a sarcastic trophy.
Wow. What did it say?
It said fastest reaction time, and then it said the actual time. It was like,
oh, you made her a trophy.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like a $6.
You know what's hilarious about this? This isn't like a quick-witted response at all. He took forever with this.
What a flirt.
No, Mike, I mean to say that he does have very slow reaction time. She's right.
Well, and the reason that I even remembered this is because I got an email from the company that makes these trophies a year later, and they're like, you needed this last year. Do you need another one right now?
Wow. That's just A-level mockery. Who makes trophies?
Those weird stores in strip malls?
TrophyDepot.com, I bet, is a thing.
I bet it's a thing, too.
Shout out TrophyDepot.com.